All right, as we begin to wrap up discussion, I do want to draw your attention to the blue cards that are at your table. I would encourage everybody to fill them out. And these are cards in order for us to get to know how we can better equip the parents here, how we can equip you, and certainly as we talk individually, how we can be praying for you. And so I encourage as we continue on to spend a little bit of time just filling your name out, filling out the card, and get them to your table leader so that they can come to us and we can kind of know what to take away from this as well. So I want to bring you guys to the next page, which is actually next two pages, pages 10 and 11. And entitled 45 Ideas to Grow in Family Discipleship in 2019. Because we're going to talk about what does this look like and how do we do discipleship. We want to give you guys practical things that you can do to move your family toward Christ. And so I want you to first of all understand this. This is not it's not an exhaustive list of everything you can do. And it's also we're not putting this out there saying complete all 45 of these things because I will quickly overwhelm you. I think the challenge really for this is to take two, maybe three things in the next year. And these are ways to develop habits toward the end of discipling your kids. And so two or three things, make it bite-sized and a step that you know that you can take. And what you're gonna see is that these are steps here for people maybe who are at the very beginning of trying to figure out this discipling thing. I mean, as like praying for your kids each night before bed, to memorizing passages of scripture together and things like that and everything in between. And so I want to encourage you guys to look for two or three things that you're currently not doing and start thinking through how to begin those things in your family. So we'll just kind of go section by section, and I'm not going to go through each and every one because that would be a while, but one way obviously that would be discipling your kids is in the area of prayer. So as I said, pray with your kids each night before bed. We want to teach them corporate prayer, a good one. Number five, to attend and participate in Grace's monthly prayer gatherings as a family. So in parentheses there, next one, by the way, is February 24th. Show your kids that's a value that you have. And so these are just some steps that we have toward discipling your kid in prayer. You can read through those and take some steps. We want to talk about God's word a little bit.
Yeah, so in the next section, a few that we just want to highlight real quick would be reading through the Bible together. That might be a Bible storybook. We have a few of those for sale up here in our book cart that we really recommend. But it could also be reading from your actual Bible. And guess what? Even if you have little kids, reading from your actual Bible is good for them. Don't be like, I don't think they can understand these words. Let the Holy Spirit worry about what they can understand. Read them the Bible, okay? Some ways you can do that are, besides just opening the book and reading it, are through scripture songs. Seeds Family Worship is a resource I recommend a lot. If your kids go to Awana, those are the songs that we sing before Awana. So they are verbatim scripture, verse by verse, but they're to fun, catchy songs and not like the Barney Wiggles type songs that you wanna like burn. They're actually kind of enjoyable to listen to. So you can have those in your band. It's a great way to learn scripture as a family. And then also I would encourage you, if you have kids in Awana, learn your kids' Awana verses with them. A, it'll be a really good motivation for them. Second of all, they will totally school you in how fast they memorize them compared to you, which will actually encourage them to memorize more. So make that challenge with them. Say, hey, I'm going to learn it with you too, and let's see who can learn it faster this week. And your kids will blow you away at how fast they can memorize those verses.
Next step there would be just even read and learning together. So as I said before, out of these 45, pick two or three, but maybe it's under this, where purchasing having a devotional, a family devotional that you work your way through as a family, having the time to do that, or read through, particularly as, I mean, this is obviously my area, when you talk about your teenager, read through a Christian book together. We're going to actually spend time next to go through some resources together. Trust me, they are way smarter than you think they are, and they are doing, a lot of them are doing calculus and algebra and things like that. They're doing things a lot harder, they can handle it, but read along with them. Anything that you ask them to read, you read along with them. Or even as a couple, not even apart from your kids, but for the benefit of your kids, choose a book about Christian parenting. There's a lot up there we want to talk about today. Go through it together and discuss it with your spouse. Make time to do that as well.
All right, Sundays, using Sundays as a way to disciple your family. So that can be as simple as you guys setting a number and saying, we are going to commit as a family to be at church this many weeks out of the year. And guess what? You can count today as one of those Sundays. So see, you've already gotten one and you can keep going, okay? And part of that then is too, just keeping that Sunday morning time sacred and committing to not schedule other things on Sunday morning so that your kids see church and the church family as a priority. Also, for those of you who have older children, so middle school and high school, commit to attending an 11:15 Sunday school class together. Those classes begin on February 10th. And so bring your children who are older, not younger, with you. And we have childcare for the younger ones. That's a great way to learn alongside of them. In fact, for those of you women who have daughters who are sixth grade and older, I'm actually doing a class in a discipleship type format. So we'll talk about some stuff in class, and then there'll be some things for you to do at home together, which can open up some of those conversations. If you're like, I don't know how to start those conversations with my teenage daughter. So we're gonna be doing that together through 1 John. So put that on your calendar. Also, for those of you who have children who are in Sunday school over here in these 3 and 4-year-old rooms, we are launching a new preschool curriculum beginning on February 3rd. And there will be parent pages on the back of your kids' coloring sheet every week that have activities and questions that you can do with your preschooler to kind of reinforce what they learned during their Sunday school lesson every day. So maybe your goal for the year is to make sure that you do those each week. All right, you get the message.
All right, another way to part of discipleship even is and having opportunities to do word discipleship is even having time where you serve together with your family. Find one of our local partnerships that we have here at Grace and take time out to serve with your family in one of those things, and afterward talk about your experience as a family together. Or another way, simply adopt a missionary here where you keep regular contact, whether it's through letters or FaceTime. I know that our missionaries would be very encouraged with that, but also it would be such a blessing to your kids as well to be exposed to mission work around the world and understand what we're doing here and the global mission of kingdom building as well. And so make space, or if you haven't or have never done anything like this, think through whether to take time to serve alongside your family. And then we got a whole bunch of these that are just miscellaneous after that.
Yeah, basically we got sick of categorizing them. So the top one there you see is join a life group as a family. And I would encourage you, if you are life group leaders and you're not already doing some things to brainstorm how you as families can interact together, I would encourage you to think through that. But join a life group as a family. Don't just be like, this is our thing, I'm going to leave the kids at home. Number 39 says this.
Can I jump in on one?
Yes.
Thank you.
Want to jump in on one. So the very next one, 35, since it's my area as well, says, read through and discuss the Blaze weekly pod questions. And so we are going to have a Facebook page for this called Grace Church Next Gen. We'll explain that in a little bit. But we want to post our on a weekly basis our pod questions that our volunteer leaders are working through your teenagers with, that you have an opportunity to do that as well. And so we'll talk about the Facebook page in a little bit, but that's another one too. So I didn't want to skip that one. Go ahead.
All right, now number 39. The As You Walk booklet is just, it's a list of different things to do as a family that you probably are already going to do this year. Like, go to the zoo, go to the beach, go to the fair, These are things that you're probably going to do at some point this summer. Build a snowman. That's one you could even do today. You could check one right off the list. It's a group of things that you're probably going to do with your kids anyway, but ways to take those activities and make them a little more intentional about how to talk about God in those activities. So I have one copy over here on this table with a sign-up list because we killed a lot of trees already. So if you want one of those, you can look at it over here, and then you can sign up to get a copy, and we'll mail one of those to you if that's what you decide you want to do. Another one is share your testimony with your children. Your own personal testimony will have a big impact on your kids. So feel free to share that with them. The other thing that I had is use the attributes of God as great discussion points with your kids, regardless of age. And we have a list that we provided for you in this packet as well. If you're like, holy, and you're trying to think of them, there's a really long list in there to help you out. So, did you have any more to add?
No, I'm sorry.
No, okay. Go ahead and turn with me to the next page, pages 12 and 13. So as we said, we've been kind of recommending some resources, and I know that there is a ton of things out there on the market, and it can be really overwhelming to like just go on Amazon and pick like family discipleship, blah, 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 and you have no idea if what you're getting is helpful or not. And so we kind of give a list of resources that we recommend and that we have found helpful. Anything with an asterisk after it is for sale today over here at the book cart after we're done. And on following Sundays if you didn't bring your wallet today or something like that. So those things will be over here for you to look at, for you to purchase. But all the rest of these things we would recommend as well. We just didn't want to blow the whole book cart budget today. So Chris is going to talk to you about a few of those and then I'll follow up.
Yeah, we want to talk first of all just Bibles as well. Like obviously the question I get quite a bit is what is a good Bible for our teenager? Even just getting the ESV Study Bible, which we have here, it's very readable for adults and for teenagers as well. There also is the ESV Student Bible, which we don't have in the cart, but if you want something that says student on it and it's helpful and it's good, that would be one. I know for elementary kids, the Action Bible and the Beginner's Gospel Story Bible, which we do have as well. Those are some good resources that we have already at the car. Now we get to books on parenting. Want to kind of draw attention to Disciple Making Parent by Chad Bettis is one that we have here, where it's this idea of how do we parent and make disciples and answer a lot of questions. Great resource to have. I want you to look through those. Anything in the Next by Paul David Tripp is really good. He's a great resource on Christian parenting for teenagers. Age of Opportunity and How to Disciple Teenagers is really helpful. I also put on there the book I did quote from, which is Sticky Faith. It's not really about discipling. It's actually more about the study. It's more helpful in the sense of getting a picture of teenagers leaving for college. So that's what that is. But there's also one I just read, pretty good. A lot of you can relate to this, called Get Out of My Face. And it's about difficult teenagers and dealing with anger and how to talk in those situations. Helpful book in that. And then we get down to the books on Christian living. And one thing, if you notice, there's not a lot of books for, didn't say for teens or anything else like that. And as I said before, teenagers are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And they're reading stuff that's a lot more difficult than this at school already. And so these are books that, these are ones that are worthwhile for as any growing Christian. And they're at that age where they are young adults. Don't Waste Your Life by John Piper. Book called Counterculture by David Platt, talking about living life as a Christian in our world. Just Do Something by Kevin DeYoung, about discerning God's will and walking in it. Oh, I did want to bring up Finally Free by Heath Lambert, which is on pornography, especially for teenagers, a major issue and how to deal with that in view of the gospel. Knowing God by J.I. Packer, that is it can be a difficult book. And one thing I do say is but it's worthwhile reading. Any book that we recommend here, you read along. If your kid actually is going to read it, you read along with. And they actually probably more apt to read it if you are reading along with them. Reason for God by Tim Keller, about a lot of the questions that our kids have and a lot of people have about God's existence and about a lot of the difficult questions he tackles in that. Oh man, 12 ways your phone is changing you. If I could have I could call another meeting here just about cell phones, and we could talk cell phones for like a 90-minute session. We do have to figure that out and talk about that, and that's probably a good first resource. So that's there. And then there's one that I just bought, Do Hard Things, which is similar to Don't Waste Your Life, but a little bit more geared toward teenagers as well. And then we get to books under that theology and doctrine. It is important for our kids to understand what we believe, and so these are helpful things. Christian Beliefs by Wayne Grudem, which we do have, and God's Big Picture, which is a book which shows us sort of the story of the Bible, which we're going to study the Bible. It's helpful to understand the full story of it. God's Big Picture is a great book for that.
Real quickly here, so we also have some prayer resources. The Valley of Vision is also actually a collection of Puritan prayers, which you're probably thinking, why in the world would I want that? Trust me, you want it. It's really helpful to think through, despite some of the weird language. I found it a particularly helpful resource for me to grow in my prayer life. And just even things, if you're struggling with your kids, there's some really good prayers in there to help you be mindful of where God has you and why he has you there. And then Setting Their Hope in God is a collection of prayers for parents to pray over their children. Family devotionals, again, for some people it works really well to have a structured family devotional time, and for others, they'd rather just kind of do it throughout the day. And there's nothing in the Bible that says you have to set aside an hour every night to do family devotions. Okay, it's a great thing if you do it. If you don't, that's okay too. But if you're looking for some resources, we have some over here. For the Bible study tools and helps, one that we really wanted to bring to your attention is the For You series. It's a series put out by the Good Book Company that kind of recaps, goes through a book of the Bible and has just like two or three pages on what that section is about and then some great discussion questions. We currently have two, including this one on 1 Samuel, which is what is our new sermon series of February. So you could go through. It's not quite the same divisions as we'll be doing, but you can easily figure out how to divide it up at the same rate that Mike is going. So this would be a great resource for the next sermon series to pick up to go through with your teenager. It's maroon. It looks like this. It has lots of words on it. Okay, and then we get to storybooks and picture books. Okay, if Marie Kondo, if you know who that is, if she came to my office, she'd have a fit because I love books and I'm not getting rid of any of them. They all bring me joy. So I love kids' Christian books, and I had a really hard time narrowing it down to fit on this page. But these are a few of my favorites. The read-alouds are more like collections or anthologies that you can read just one little story each night with your kids. And then the picture books are like your traditional picture book. Again, these are a few of my favorites and a few that we have in here. But you are welcome at any time, parents of younger children, to come to my office and just peruse my library or stop me and say, do you know a good picture book about this topic or this Bible story? And if I don't have one, then maybe I'll think about writing one. So then you can inspire my creativity. And then again, you can see some other things in there, like the scripture songs that I mentioned, and then some missions things as well. Okay, we're not going to go through the rest of this packet. The rest of this packet is for you guys to read at home, to discuss more. You'll see there's a calendar of dates that are coming up for children's ministry and student ministry event. It's some of the milestone things on there as well. You'll also see a reminder to like and follow us on Facebook, the Grace Church Next Gen page that we're just talking about. We want to have that as us resourcing you, but also a place where you guys can ask questions and together help each other out in some parenting things. So if you're like, my kid is struggling with this, and you feel comfortable sharing that with some other people in that group, which would be the other Grace people, then we can help each other in that, because again, we need one another to fulfill this task of discipling our children. There's some questions for kind of getting your older child or teen to open up about some of these things. There's a list of attributes that I talked about earlier. And then there's a couple of different articles that may or may not pertain to where your kids are right now, but we found them helpful, and we hope that you find them helpful as well. we wanted to include those. All right, we've got about 10 minutes left, so we wanted to open that up for Q&A. So if you have a question that maybe something we already talked about or something that's related to this, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll do our best to answer it. And we'll also be available for questions afterwards as well, if you have a more personal question.
In the earlier discussions, you guys kind of mentioned doing a Sunday school prep class for parents and children. Is that something that's happening in the fall, in the this session? What's the plan?
Yeah, we did talk amongst the ministry team about that. That is the plan eventually to do it. We just
what's the question? Repeat the
question. Oh yeah. Sorry, you got his on the mic, was it? Yeah, that's right. So we asked a question. I had discussed with our ministry team, discipleship ministry team, about doing a Sunday school class. Rachel and I possibly were talking about doing it this spring, with families to go through a curriculum together and then give opportunity in that class for you as a family to talk through what we're discussing, and it's sort of a way to to practice doing discipleship with your kids in that kind of a setting. This spring, just for capacity reasons, no way I can't do it. That is definitely something on the docket that I really do want to do. And that's the thing, stemming off of this, there's things that we want to do. I know that you have a Sunday school class coming up, which is not quite that, but it's for women, a mini version of women and daughters. To do something like that as well. But yes, so the answer is eventually yes, hopefully by fall, but not the spring.
Other questions? All right. It's still open to ask questions. You can come and find Chris or myself. Please fill out those blue cards. Leave them on your table. That's just a way for us to know how to pray for you. We're going to release you a little early so that you can do a little bit of shopping if you want, or do some more fellowship. And then just be sure to thank the people who have watched your kids this morning. They gave up an extra hour and a half of their morning to feed children in large quantities. So we want to thank them for that. And then just another reminder to like the Facebook page and follow us. We've already put a couple things up there, and we're going to commit to make sure there's new stuff up there every week. So, Chris, do you want to close us in prayer?
Lord, we thank you for this time, and I know that there was a lot of things talked about, and I pray that this could be the first step toward us as a church and as children's and student ministries to take a step toward serving parents to do what you have called them to do, that we wouldn't neglect that and just leave people without a life preserver. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you have equipped us to do this. I just pray, Lord, that what you've also given us the body, Lord, to walk alongside one another. And I pray that this is what this would become. And so just pray now as we end that we have a great, relaxing day at home to spend with our families, to enjoy the blessing that our kids are. And Lord, may you continue to be honored and exalted in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you're dismissed. Ha 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 ha.